Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, December 9, in Squiz Kids Today, the fastest kid in Australia. Paris Cathedral rises from the ashes. Adelaide's two new pandas and Dorothy's ruby slippers make millions. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
He's the 16-year-old kid from Brisbane who has the athletics world talking. And at the weekend, team running sensation Gout Gout sent the hypermeter into overdrive, running faster than any other Australian has ever run, beating even the time that Usain Bolt ran at the same age. If you haven't seen Gout Gout run, hop onto the episode notes and click on the link that I've stuck there. It's just remarkable. He almost seems to float above the track. And running experts reckon that he has what it takes to become Australia's next Olympics 100-metre gold medalist, something that no Aussie has ever achieved. Gout Gout broke all the records at the weekend, running in the Australian All-Schools Athletic Championships in Brisbane. He sprinted through the 200 metres with a time of 20.04 seconds. When the fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt, was Gout Gout's age, his 200-metre record was 20.13 seconds. And running in the 100 metres on Friday, Gout Gout blitzed the field again, running 10.04 seconds. The current world record over 100 metres set by Usain Bolt himself back in 2009 is 9.58 seconds. Wow, did I mention that Gout Gout is only 16 years old? He's also one of seven kids. His parents immigrated to Australia from South Sudan in Africa just before he was born to give Gout Gout and his brothers and sisters a shot at a better life. Gout Gout and your parents, Squiz Kids salutes you.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Paris, the capital of France, where one of the world's most famous churches has reopened, 5 years after a fire almost saw it crumble to the ground. If you've ever seen photos of Paris or you've been lucky enough to go there, you probably will have seen Notre Dame Cathedral. Notre Dame is French for Our Lady. Its twin bell towers, its gargoyles staring down from on high, and its sweeping, flying buttresses supporting the church from the back were built over 850 years ago. And get this, it took over 100 years for them to build the cathedral. But when a fire tore through the cathedral back in 2019, causing the historic spire to collapse, it left a big hole in the heart of the world's most visited city. But now, 5 years, billions of dollars, and lots of clever tradespeople later, the cathedral has been restored to its former glory. And presidents, church elders, and even a prince were on hand yesterday to celebrate Our Lady's restoration, including a standing ovation being given to the firefighters who helped to save her.
Animal Kingdom.
Hey Adelaide, what do you want for Christmas this year? I know, how about a couple of new pandas for your zoo? Because that's what's on the cards with news over the weekend that Adelaide Zoo's replacement panda pair will be arriving sometime in the next week or so. Remember earlier this year we talked about how beloved pandas Wang Wang and Fu Ni, who had been at the zoo for 15 years, returned to their homeland of China? Well, the two pandas being sent to replace them, Yi Lang and Xing Chu, are ready to make their way to Australia, with zoo officials confirming that they should be in their new home at Adelaide Zoo by next Monday. I've never seen a panda IRL. Must plan a trip to Adelaide to visit them. Aha! It's the classroom companion Clarion, reminding you to check out the excellent free classroom worksheet that Christy has prepared. And today, because it's the last one for the year, she's saved the best for last. This week's Classroom Companion is an epic game, and it's all about the top news stories of 2024. From Taylor Swift's Eras Tour taking over Australia, to Tasmania's historic AFL team, and two astronauts becoming stranded on the ISS, we've got it all covered. Here's how it works. Pick a card and read aloud sentences featuring 2024's biggest headlines. Spot where the punctuation goes and, if you're correct, move forward on the game board. The first one to join Squizzy at the finish line wins. So, grab it for free where you find the Classroom Companions on the Squiz Kids website and let the games begin.
Pop Culture Corner.
Long before Wicked was a thing, and the Wicked Witch of the West was a creepy green-faced, hook-nosed crone in a movie called The Wizard of Oz, there were a pair of ruby slippers whose magical qualities helped a girl called Dorothy to navigate the yellow brick road. I'm talking, of course, about the classic 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz, with the Tin Man, the Lion and the Scarecrow. Well, the ruby slippers from that movie sold at auction this weekend for $43 million. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And in other pop culture news, Beyoncé has been crowned the Queen of Pop for 2024 by Billboard magazine, beating Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, and new pop princess on the block, Sabrina Carpenter. Alright, funsters, today's your last chance to send in a question for Santa Claus for our upcoming Squiz Kids Q&A with the big fella himself. Email your questions to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au to go into the draw to win a family pass to Movie World on the Gold Coast. And be sure to tune in next Monday to catch Santa himself on this very podcast feed. And while I have you, just a note that this is our last week of the Squiz Kids Today daily podcast. From next Monday, we're in summer holiday content mode, serving up a whole bunch of road trip quizzes, shortcuts, Squiz the Worlds, and special festive themed fare. Just make sure you've subscribed to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app, and you won't miss a thing.
Time for the Squiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which Aussie zoo will two new pandas soon be calling home? Yes, that's right. They're heading to Adelaide Zoo. Question number two. What's the name of the famous Paris Cathedral that's just reopened? Yeah, of course, it's Notre Dame. Well done. Special points if you get the accent right. Question number three. What's the name of the fastest teenager in Australia? Who, this weekend, ran faster than Usain Bolt at his age? Yes, of course, it's the remarkable Gout Gout.
Shout outs.
It's Monday, December 9. It's only 16 sleeps till Christmas. It's also a special day today for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. Joseph from Cannon Hill, Tremaine from Ashmont, Juliana from Thornlands, Kenzie from Rose Bay, Fiona from North Rocks, Prableen and Fiona from Oran Park, Florence from Mount Cravat, Amy from Tarneet, Elijah from West Albury, Kelsey from Rolleston, Parker from Melbourne, and Austin from Lang Warren. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Angus from Annandale and Em, Josh and Leo from Ali Sabir region in Djibouti. Wow, that's the first time we've done a shout-out to Djibouti. Now I can retire. And if you've never heard of Djibouti, look it up in your nearest atlas. And a big shout-out to all of you over there in Djibouti. Classroom shout-outs today go to Class 1-2-D and Mrs. Dunkley at St. John the Baptist Primary School in Coo-wee Rup. Class 3-CC with Ms. Carlton and Ms. Chen at Mount View Primary School in Glen Waverley. And Class 3-SI with Mr. Ison at King Street Public School in Singleton. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. And a reminder, if you celebrate a birthday over the Christmas break, send us your birthday shout-out by this Friday, December 13, and we'll make sure to include you in the weekly quizzes that will be going out each Friday of the school holidays. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with a special Squiz Kids shortcut on toys around the world. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.